QB had that first spoonful,
yeah,
and his eyes light up, like as you saw when he got the news of the prophecy. But as bright as they could ever possibly be, this is like the biggest you've ever seen QB like just crack a smile. And as he's hungrily like finishing the bowl in front of him, like as if it's the only meal he's had in a year, in 5 years, his memories are just flooding back, and times that he wished never ended, and things that he wished just could have gone on a little longer, just dance on the front of his mind. And QB finishes the bowl in front of him and puts the spoon down and just beams. I don't know what I missed more. You were here cooking.
Well, hopefully it's me, because you kind of finished the meal.
And QB has tears in his eyes and just is beaming. Just after that, he is pretty convinced that this is the real deal.
Since you were interested in rolling perception, though, Bug, I will let you roll it. And we'll see what happens.
Fuck!
Yeah, if you can give me a gem.
Yeah, something else you can see.
So while...
Yeah, because it's like, I don't really... Yeah. While Bug is looking around, cockeyed, Zero turns to Lorem.
Yeah.
Statement. You mentioned that there were bad things that needed stopping in the city, and good people that needed defending. What did you mean?
The City of Dreams has been a refuge for people who are... How do I put this? Done with regular life. Wanting to step away from the outside world and its problems. And we're a society of mixed races and mixed backgrounds, and we've come here and built something on this planet. Beautiful planet. Did you see the colors that shimmered as you approached it?
Kimmy just dips his head and brings it back up. Just, it was nothing like I've ever seen. Well, I've seen better.
One success.
And he blushes. I'll get to you in a second. Years ago, the Nalu Collective sectioned off this area, calling it a hazard zone. Can you believe that? Warning any ship from approaching this planet for reasons they wouldn't explain.
Statement. The Nalu are always up to something.
That's for sure. And what they were hiding was a planet of paradise. We came here and set up shop, as it were. I've been making a living as a cook, selling some of my stuff to other people, and I've gotten a little bit into baking, too. Maybe you can sample that in a moment. And the other people who have come here are tradespeople or former military members who just want a new start.
We got here knowing it was here, but not knowing what was here. How did people stumble upon this?
Somebody knew a person who knew a person who knew a person.
How did you find this?
I found it quite by accident, to be honest. I was coming back to the Vale of Tears thinking I might have another look for you. And I wound up in that nebula that you guys must have navigated.
Yeah.
I kind of got flung from one point to the next, and the next thing I knew, I woke up here. Nursed back to health kind of the way you were. And the gentleman who nursed me back to health was nice enough to explain how it worked, and when he found out that I had a skill that would be useful in the community, he let me stay.
There's someone in charge? I mean, I guess there has to be. It's a city.
Oh, well, sort of. Well, there used to be, until he showed up.
Okay, is this a separate he? You mentioned two he's.
Our previous leader, he was killed.
Oh.
I was going to say, let's be frank, crime follows people wherever they go. And in the last few months, we've had this crime lord, I guess, some kingpin from the Federation show up, set up shop here, and start running things like everything belonged to him.
Statement. Despicable.
And is that where our ship is?
Your ship? Oh, no, your ship's being repaired in the repair shop.
How far away is it? Where's our shit so we can kick some ass and get this crime lord dead or gone or a combination of the two?
Oh, well, I don't really want anyone to die. Maybe you could just speak with him and convince him to see the errors of his ways.
That's not really how we... Look, I don't want to say that I've killed a bunch of people, but, like, in this thing that we do that's our business or whatever this is, a lot of people end up dead.
Oh, well, if you really need a weapon, Zero still has a blaster rifle.
What?
In one of his legs, right, Zero?
So wait, then that means...
Yeah.
Wait, then that means... And QB's leg opens up.
Yours isn't there.
Fuck!
Statement. They must have removed it from you when they were attending to your wound.
How come you have one?
Statement. It is an integral part of my personality.
Gimme! You do the fisty thing, I do the shooty thing, and together we're shoot-fist.
Shoot-fist.
Statement. But I'm better at both.
Punch-bang? No, that's worse.
And you put
no, I'm better at both.
Statement. No.
Yes!
Please Gimme. Demonstrate.
Please, don't.
Give me the gun!
Statement. No.
Keep your hands on the finger.
Please don't fight on my
statement.
Yourselves.
I do not need your finger. I have all that I need.
Okay, let's come back to you about
on
second.
Top of that, I wanted to roll, as he was talking about the planet, an outer rim check. I think this would be appropriate time. But on the perception check, I got one success, two advantage.
Right, okay. So, unfortunately, you don't find any equipment around or any bleeding walls or anything so convenient.
Thank God!
That.
Yeah.
But you do know something odd. And you weren't even sure this was possible, but there's a really light patch on one side of Zero, like on one of his shoulders.
God damn it.
And if you didn't know better, you'd call it rust. It looks like Zero's rusting.
What?
Just on that one patch right now. That's all you really catch.
Great.
Yeah, but I've been nabbed and...
What's in the med pack? Just whatever?
What med pack?
I went to bandage my
hand. Oh, in the bathroom, it's just bandages and, you know, like a first aid kit.
Okay, well, I want to wrap myself up and come back.
So, can I roll that outer rim
outer
check
rim, sure,
for
yeah.
the, I guess, planet and nebula and astro? Like, just the area?
So, as Zero puts his gun back and refuses your offer of a finger, doesn't need any of them, he's got his own.
That was two this time.
He also says, statement. But perhaps, QB, this is an opportunity for us to take a different tack and not murder everyone.
Zero.
QB was going to say something, but it was stopped in his tracks because he literally just killed a guy a month ago in cold blood on the floor of his people's place.
8 days ago, actually.
Yeah. 3 hours ago, actually.
Murder everyone.
Yeah.
Zero.
Query.
You have logs of things, yeah?
Statement. Yes.
You record when
logs
you're not
of things.
Recording?
Okay, please tell me what before we all woke up here, what's the sequence of events that led us here? Starting with the when we entered the nebula.
Statement. I'm afraid that I was out of commission for some of that time and do not have any logs.
Yes.
3 and 5. 3 success, 5 advantage.
And there is a wonderful, happy place. This is an absolute paradise. And anyone who comes here would just fall in love with it.
Mm.
It's an amazing place. It's a shelter from the outside world from a nebula and an asteroid field.
Fuck!
What would be better than this place? What a wonderful place to be.
Fuck, it's the Nalu!
Don't you agree, Bug?
Fuck!
That was the result of your roll. Lauren wasn't saying that. That was the result of your roll.
Oh, yeah. Gotta be able to... I've got a 7 intelligence, boy. Great.
Statement.
I want to do a 360 and
Zero,
look through the ship.
Interposes
what do
again.
I see?
You're not in a ship. You're in a chateau. You're in
okay,
house.
What do I see?
Where's my backpack?
All around us.
Oh. Well, we left all of your stuff on the ship. Some of it was damaged, and I didn't want to overburdened myself. I had to carry you back one at a time.
Where's the golden ball?
What golden ball, Kimi?
That was out of character. Oh, oh. That was always in my pocket.
You don't have it either.
Kimi frantically searches.
Lorem, I hate to say this, but this injury is going to need more attention than the bandages you have in the...
You're a doctor.
The bathroom. You're so a doctor. I need to go to the ship to get my supplies.
Oh, yeah, I guess he does that.
Oh, well, I'm afraid the ship's not really available right now. They're repairing the engines, and
yeah,
it's
but you
dangerous.
Just said it's in repair. That's it. We should be able to hop in and hop out just as fine.
You can go into your car or whatever is being repaired.
They've had to dismantle parts of it. It's dangerous.
What?
I can take you to the clinic. They have supplies, and knowing that you're a medical doctor, I'm sure.
They're taking you apart our ship?
No, it's more than that. I have supplies that are geared towards my particular physiology, and I need to acquire those before
we have a can on Ivera. I'm sure they'd be able to help you.
No, I meant my specific physiology. Unfortunately, you being a cook, not a doctor... you may not understand this as much. So, if you can lead me in the right direction of our ship, I need to grab my stuff.
Zero shakes his head. Statement. You are being a big baby, Cadix. You will be fine.
So, what do I see? Normalness around?
It's just the house, yeah. It's
like outside of the
what
house.
What do I see? Normalness.
I'm looking through.
Normalness in every direction.
Oh, God.
Okay. There's like a tree in the front just yard. It's got a... the odd person passes by here and there.
So, I guess I'm standing up at this point. Where's Zero?
Statement. I'm here, Bug. Lauren, is there something wrong with your eyes?
Lauren points to Zero and goes, what do you mean?
Is there something wrong with your model, Zero? Are you not a DBZ model, or...
What are you talking about?
Query. I do not understand. What is it you were referring to?
You know, don't you?
Bug, he's standing right there.
What are you implying?
You guys think... Oh,
what? No, hold on. Explain this step by step.
Was something in that soup you ate?
Well, I get up.
Lorm's burst is amazing. There's nothing in that soup besides...
Are you allergic to ginger?
Can you pay attention?
It's a secret ingredient.
QB, I get it.
It was very good.
Open your eyes, though, and... I point down to his patch, and I go, who is this?
That's Zero.
Exactly. So why does a DBZ model rust?
Well, he was out of commission for a few hours. Maybe it's something to do with the nebula.
DBZ model rust?
Zero looks down to where it is you're gesturing on his body and looks back up. Statement. I have no idea what you're talking about. There is no rust on me.
Pardon my smart friend here, and QB pats him on the shoulder. I have no words for him. He's a cause.
QB, what is wrong with you?
I understand that you're suspicious, Bug. You've woken up in a strange place.
I run out of
the
bungalow.
Bug! And he's like, warm shouts after him, but doesn't get up or anything.
Bug!
Statement. That is okay. We should all be exploring the city. There are things to do.
I mean, yeah, okay.
This perhaps it would allay his suspicions to go out and enjoy the wonderful city that we have before us.
I mean, if there's crime and we don't have guns, Bug can punch people. Does it hurt for you to walk?
A little, Bug. A little fox, but... Fuck. But, And he pulls out, he puts out his arm. Maybe you can help?
Absolutely.
I stopped
the... And he, like, grabs your elbow, like, wife and groom kind of style.
I stopped the nearest, like, passerby, I guess.
Okay, so it's a human female.
Great.
It's nighttime, but it's not, like, midnight, so they're, like, you know...
Now, is it only...
She's got bags. She's been...
Is it dark in this system? Was there a sun in this system?
Not that she's...
It's nighttime.
That's why it's dark.
It's
not how the sun works.
Well, he referred
to
it...
The sun doesn't leave the system if it's dark.
Well, you did ask, is it dark outside?
Well, at first, you said it was dark.
I wasn't saying, is it dark to the sun? I was referring to, is it dark as in, like... Because you said...
That's going to need some cutting.
You were like, is it night? And Nathaniel literally said at the beginning, he's like, it's like outside right now.
It's okay, Mike.
Look, people taking midnight walks happens in life.
Mommy and Daddy still love each other.
So I saw the nearest passerby, and I said, sorry, I'm looking for my ship and my friends, but I can't find the mechanic shop. Do you know where that might be? It was a little dinged up and with the asteroids.
Oh, well, Joey runs the mechanic shop, but he's gone home for the night. Place is locked up.
Oh, do you know where it is for the morning? Just so I can maybe stop by there? I'm just probably going to head home then.
She backs up, not because she's like, you know, but you're a stranger and it's dark.
Mm.
And she's a woman. she's like, well, I don't really know my way around here very well, but I think, and she points up the street and like turns to the left with her finger. I think it's that way.
So I guess as that's happening, maybe the rest of us pull up.
Well,
and then seeing a friendly face.
Well, after Bug kind of did the whole thing with Zero.
Yeah.
Me and QB both have multi-spectrum goggles. I've had these on all
if
the time.
I don't have those,
do we?
That's right.
Damn I have nothing. God. I don't have Damn my gun. It. I have my clothes on my back.
I do the gesture with my fingers. Look very closely. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Zerum has ultra-spectrum goggles in his face.
Damn it, there goes that.
Zero reassures you that there is no rust on him.
Can
and
I?
As far as he can see, everything looks great.
Can I make a discipline check?
To see what's what might be like it's a willpower check.
Would you know to do that?
Well, I'm Bug is like
bugging.
He
out.
Has an inkling that like this doesn't add up. This doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to see like roll for that if
yeah, sure.
that affects. Okay,
I'll allow it.
You get what I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
I get you.
I'm not just like really
snap
nailing
out of it. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Richard
yeah.
hate this, but QB is
now,
happy. For once!
So I'd, Cadix tries to talk up Lorm.
Nice.
Was it Lorm?
Yeah,
Lorm
so Lorm, I guess, is
yeah,
kind
Lorm
of like starting to limp out with
right.
the cute fox's assistant into the city street.
Hey, Lorm, you know, if you take me to where I got my medical supplies, I might be able to take a look at that leg of yours.
Oh, well, that's a very kind offer, Cadix. But it's kind of late now. I'm sure Joey's probably locked up the shop.
I'm sure
How
there's
do you know
a spare key
is
somewhere.
There's no sun in the system.
You get used to it after you've lived here for a while.
How long have you lived here for?
A year.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Just, don't you pay attention to anything Lorem says?
I'm just double checking, that's all.
He's like hanging on
three successes, two advantage.
Three successes, two advantage. Everything seems honky dory.
This is bullshit.
You pinch yourself and it
hurts. What? Come on.
There you go. So we're walking along. We see you in the distance talking to the woman.
So.
Some Nalu bullshit.
If I. So.
Statement.
I saw
Are
rust.
You still overwrought?
There's two patches now on Zero. The other shoulder has started to lighten.
I hate this.
Dude,
loves it.
I look down at the floor. Cadix, we can go maybe leave a note for Joey. I think he's over this way, and you guys can take a walk. Maybe Lorem can show you the city and
yeah,
all the nice spots.
I mean, how big's the city? It's a city, so like. It'd probably take a while to see everything, and it's late, so...
Just the highlights, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds amazing.
So
take pictures if you can.
So the ship's that Joey showed.
I can't, I don't have a database.
Yeah, it's in his underground facility where he keeps the big projects.
No comms or anything either,
cool.
No data pads.
Yeah.
Query, Lorem, you mentioned that there were some dangers in the city now. Would it be dangerous for individuals to go alone without accompaniment?
Well, you guys will be with each other and we'll defend each other.
Yeah, the buddy system.
Well,
come on.
Stick
Cadix
together.
Is really good at punching people in their nerves, and he slapped babies. We saw that footage. That's great.
Yeah, I think as long as we stick together, we'll be okay. His minions tend to not be in this area. That's why I've set up my house here.
Query. Minions?
Minions.
Yeah, the crime lord.
Banana.
Like, they...
There's thugs.
You know how crime works. You worked for the wolf.
And they... They take pleasure out of
terror.
Flexing your muscles.
Yeah, bullshit.
Statement. This is unacceptable. We should be doing something about this.
We should, yes. Well, that's what I was hoping to hear from you, Zero.
Statement. This group is a dynamic and capable one. There's no reason that we shouldn't attend to this right now.
I mean, I'm better with a gun, but like, hell, I'll do what I gotta.
statement. It would be making this city safe for your loved one.
Listen, you guys, go to Joey's shop. It's closed, but you'll probably be able to see the ship through the window, put your fears at rest, and then come back to my house. I'll make you a late-night snack, and I'll tell you what my plan is for this city. How we can make it better.
You know what? That sounds perfect. We'll be back probably a couple hours.
Yeah,
I don't know how long it takes.
We won't be too long. We're just gonna leave a note and check in, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Maybe sounds leave good. Him some like milk and cookies or something. I don't know. Is he Santa Claus?
Okay. And I start walking. And as we walk away, I kind of look at Cadex, or I look at the ground and look forward. I go, Cadex, we're not gonna talk about anything but what's going on. We technically work with each other, and. Takes like a big deep breath and goes, you're still my family.
Fog's gone to Paranoid City. Yeah.
But,
yeah, but something, I get it. Something's
no,
not
no, no, you. Sorry, we're trying to play the game.
Wow. Burn.
This is my session, bitch.
It's never gonna end.
Okay, yeah, but on all fairness, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Something's off.
But I can't make it up. I saw rust on Zero and a DBZ model. They're made by the best. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, statement. Zero suddenly pops up from behind the both of you as you're talking to each other. It seems like the shop is closed. How disappointing. But expect it. What were you talking about?
Well, you have rust patches on your shoulder,
there's
DB.
There's a couple more even and on your chest.
But it's not getting better, and yeah. I know you're not fleshling, and maybe you're not here in mind, and I like to think I'm not seeing things.
Zero puts a gentle hand on your shoulder. Statement. You are clearly distressed about something. And perhaps it is affecting your sense of sight.
Do I see the rust patches?
Yeah. Yeah, they're clearly rusting.
Zero. It's not you. It can't be. It's either not you or it is and something's happened to you, but...
Statement. I am always me.
Zero.
It is a tautology.
What's your thought on the mind net?
Query. I'm not sure that's really relevant to the specific situation.
Can I?
What do you think has happened to the ship?
What do you think happened to those other DB1 models that they're producing? They just kind of replaced you. You're gods. You're very creators of what you are.
Statement. We should probably be getting back soon. I expect that a delicious meal will await you all.
Can I make a...
I'm going to see
you're just
change.
Doing a lot of rolls.
I'm going to see change to them, and then we'll come back to you in that discussion. Yeah. I'll just let you sit on your ominous, creepy Zero talk.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you. Anyways.
Zero can kill us both, by the way.
By the way, are you not both extremely happy and pleased to be here?
You gotta build Richard up to let QB down.
Lorem and QB Fox are taking a stroll in the opposite direction away from the shop.
Okay, that's what I expected.
Lorem's taking him towards the park. It's a nice park. It's not big. It's got like a swing set. It's got a little brook.
You know, it's...
got some shrubs.
It's funny. We never really got a chance to do anything in parks. Or never really had parks on anywhere we ever went.
No, and it's kind of hard to install a park on a ship, isn't it, Foxy?
A little bit. As big as the lazy dog got, we just...
Shy with you.
Well, no, but we're not going to...
I'm kidding.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you still think about it sometimes? The lazy dog, I mean.
I'm not going to lie. It haunts my dreams.
I'm sorry to hear that, Foxy. I hope your dreams are more pleasant tonight.
Me too.
I hope that...
Speaking of dreams, there are like two beds, and like, we all took them up. Do you have a different bed?
Oh, I didn't sleep much last night. I was too worried about you.
That checks out.
And he stares up at the sky. And the sky is, of course, filled with stars. The planet's bordered by a nebula.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful?
Colors.
I mean,
like you never imagined.
Did I ever tell you about the first time I ever really got to see the stars?
Yes, many times.
Well, I was 2 years old, and I ran into the cockpit of my parents' ship, and we were jumping into hyperspace, and what happened was, as they made the jump, and Kibi, like, let's go, and, like, is gesturing with his hands, like, pointing up in the sky.
Yeah.
As we were making the jump, I fell backwards, and I hit my head, but I was told later, like, my parents thought I was concussed, because it was, at the time, and Kibi looks at Lorem. At the time, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and I wanted to be out there forever, and I kind of did that, but I don't know. It's only been, like, I don't know how long we've been here, what's happening.
You were out for a day or two.
I don't know if I want to leave. It's not the planet, it's... Well, I don't really have to say it, do I?
No, I don't think so. And Lorem leans in and kisses you behind your ear.
Kimmy's leg kicks a little bit.
Out from the center of the grass that you and Lorem are standing on, and you he doesn't catch this because he's leaned in to kiss, and you see, and as he pulls back from it, that the grass begins to give way for a second, and out from in the center a hole opens up, kind of like a hole on a golf course. That's about as wide as it is, and from that hole, a black hand begins to emerge. The hand crawls out, and it shimmers in the light like it was metallic or something like that, and it drags up from the ground and grabs sort of futilely at the grass around it, and then slips back down, and the hole disappears.
QB is staring dumbfounded.
Lorem, who has been, of course, leaning to kiss you, does not catch the hand.
Catch the hand, bitch!
Wait, hold on, wait! And QB goes over to the spot.
Yeah.
And just, like... There's...
Interrupt.
I just saw...
Moment.
Sorry, it... Maybe I'm just concussed again.
He kicks at the grass. Stupid grass, you ruined our moment.
Sorry.
What did you see?
I have a history of seeing hands in places that I wish I didn't. So, I think we should, you know, get... Like you said, it's getting late, and I mean, we can have... And QB takes Lorem's hand. We can have more moments.
Yes.
We can have more moments.
Absolutely. Let's go. Okay, scene change. Back to you guys.
Yeah, I'm assuming we made it to the shop, and
yep.
We're kind of in front of the door.
Yeah.
Is it like a regular door?
It's a regular door. It's a warehouse facility. There's no windows or anything like
can
that.
Can I say
it's a
one
big
thing?
Metal door.
Yeah,
can I say one thing before we continue? Nathaniel, I'm hating this and loving this at the same time. I'm gonna die.
Perfect.
But
it's everything I wished it wasn't.
Is it like a door with a doorknob?
Yeah, it's got a doorknob, but it's locked.
Zero, do you mind? And I gesture to the door to kick it down.
Huh?
Statement. That would be property destruction. And isn't really warranted if we're going to stay here. It would put us in a bad light.
What do you mean, stay here?
Zero looks around, turns back to you. Query, is this not the most wonderful place that you've ever been? I think that we should probably settle here, long term.
You know what? This place might actually be open, and... I go to reach the knob,
yeah.
And I kind of use my new robotic arms to try and twist it open.
Okay, athletics.
Okay. Yay, I get to roll 2.
Sucks being a robot, doesn't it?
2 advantage.
3 threat, unfortunately. So, Somebody who is walking the street hears your attempt at picking the lock and kind of calls out. Is this some gentleman who's walking down the road? Hey, what are you guys doing over there? Shop's closed. Joey's gone home.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. For some reason, I thought it read open. I don't know. Sorry. It's the dim light.
Okay, whatever. Then he continues walking.
I turn to Kadak. Well, I turn to the group. I look at Kadak. I say, if QB's alone with Lorem, we should be there and make sure everyone's safe.
Statement. Ah, but they are intertwined, no doubt, at this point. And it would be awkward.
Zero, how did you get here so fast?
Query. What do you mean?
You stayed behind, and we were very far ahead of you, and then all of a sudden you pop up behind us.
Statement. I did not want you to walk the streets alone. It seemed unsafe and unwise.
Yeah, but even for a model of your caliber, you wouldn't have been able to catch up that fast. It just doesn't add up.
Statement. Obviously, you are incorrect, because here I am.
What consciousness stream are you streaming? Bug, a little help here.
Statement. We should stop wasting time with inconsequential worries. We have not only a city to save, but a city to enjoy.
Okay. Well, we should get moving then. And then as we start...
Agreement.
Turn around. What were you talking about with the boys on the Urine asteroid belt about?
Statement. I'm sure that the conversation was an enlightening one, but I don't want to bore you with the details.
Oh, I mean, you always tell us about that stuff, because...
So are you guys trying to walk back?
Yeah.
Okay. I start to walk back with them,
yeah.
Turn around, and then try and drop kick the door using brawl.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it'll be possible when you roll brawl. All
right. It's always been such an interesting topic to you, but...
Zero turns away as he sees Kadax attacking the door full out.
Two success, two advantage.
Okay. I have one threat left over, but you succeed.
All right.
The door opens.
As he does that, I run
crashes
towards with him and through into the shop with him, I guess.
Yeah. I close the door behind us.
The broken door?
Yes. Is there anything on the other side that we can see?
You don't close it on Zero, do you?
Yes.
Now you've made a strong man angry.
Is there anything on the other side that we can use to brace the door very quickly?
There's nothing on the other side.
Fuck you.
Zero pulls the door open, regardless of whether or not you're trying to hold it against him.
Yes.
You're just like...
I'm pretty sure your seven brawn is veto.
And he peeks his head, looking into you sideways. Why did you do that? It would have been much better if we had simply gone back and continued to enjoy the city.
So, sorry, when you say there's nothing behind there...
I mean, you're in a black void.
God damn it!
From which there is nothing.
Floating in a black... Like,
oh, you're not floating, you're standing.
Standing as if there's a platform, black void everywhere else, and then we look outside and we see a city, right? Through
when
the door.
When you can look
past
back,
zero, we past see a zero. City.
That's right.
Kadax jumps back from the door into the blackness.
You can't move. There's nothing there. You can't move from your spot. There's the platform just past the door, and that's it. You can't jump. You can't talk.
We cucked ourselves. Move.
Statement. This is a regrettable occurrence. But it's okay. This can still be fixed. Both of you can be fixed.
Who are you, though?
Statement. Don't you recognize me, Bug?
And as you stand there in the inky blackness, you begin to sweat profusely. Water droplets pour down your face for whatever.
Sorry, I spoke. Mist. That didn't come through, did it?
You spoke, but no, nothing.
And did he respond to what I said?
You made no sound that you could hear, but I was able to respond to you.
Yes.
Great.
And the liquid continues to pour down, and you realize it's not sweat at all, it's your skin melting.
Fuck!
And you, as you touch any part of your body, you feel like a melted candle.
Do we actually feel this happening, or do
yes,
we feel
you're
nothing?
Yes, you're in agonizing pain. Absolute agonizing pain. Like,
Bug, there's no movement here. If only you hadn't. Don't you recognize me?
Back to
Oh!
Back to warm
QB. I like it.
You've returned.
Damn it!
Stop planning this, you two. Stop it.
Damn it!
You guys are unfair.
This
we can't
is,
leave you two together.
This is the worst possible birthday.
Who said anything about a birthday?
Oh, no.
You guys return to the chateau, and Lauren goes to the kitchen to begin preparing a snack.
Like eyeball that. Soup.
Apples and peanut butter.
Apples and peanut butter, right?
QB's
right
favorite.
Up. He pulls a couple apples out of his fridge and starts slicing them.
Fingers and bodily fluids.
Let it happen.
Book can't say anything.
Eat it all you want.
He starts putting them on the plates and so on and so forth. What do you think your friends are, Foxy? It's been a long time.
Well, I don't know. QB takes a bite out of one of them and looks at his wrist, even though he knows he doesn't have a watch, and says, "It is, I guess, getting late. You know the town better than I do. Do you think we should look for them? Like, they might not know their way back, probably. I mean, if I know them, they'll get lost.
Oh, they only went up two city blocks. You think they'd just follow the way back they came?
Yeah... I don't know. I mean, it's only been... Right, no time.
Well, who knows? I'll follow you on this, Foxy. But you know I can't walk very fast.
I mean, we could wait another minute. I mean, maybe they're right around the corner. Maybe they stopped somewhere.
I got that big window there. We'll see them approach.
Yeah, maybe they stopped to go pick something up. There's stores around, right?
Passes you a few slices of apple with a little, like, blob of peanut butter.
QB's taking another one and takes a bite out of it and just is enjoying the moment.
Maybe we're giving you an extra minute to Lauren.
QB is.
I'm not referring to it. I'm referring to the apples.
Hey! Remember that misheard sentence with Stryker?
I'm definitely referring to the apples. Yeah. By the way.
Yeah. No, I know.
I was talking to the GM.
It was funny.
Not Laurel.
It was funny to think that you were talking about. Just do it.
Bun can see them from where he is, and he's just like.
They should just do it.
Just do it. So QB waits for a couple minutes, hand in hand with Lorm, and it's just like, I don't know. I think I gotta go find them. I mean, I got new legs, and QB like kicks up his leg and like brushes whatever dust there's not, but brushes whatever dust off. Says, "I got better legs, not those old rusty things I used to have." So like,
that's amazing, Foxy.
I mean, I could just be a minute. Like,
you must really be making it out there.
I don't want to brag. Yes, I do. We have like $100 million, and like, it's a long story. There's a guy, and there was a wolf, and he's not the wolf, but like, he's not a wolf, like, not like a dog. Like, I'm rambling. Either way,
he has a nervous laugh that, like, you know, couples do.
I'm wrapped up in this, and it's just. My brain won't shut off. Just wait a couple minutes.
You're probably going to want to return to that, eh? To the ship, I mean, and the stars.
You can come with us.
Foxy, my home's here.
No, like...
I know these people.
Look. You say you know these people, and you say your home is here, but... The home's where you gotta make it, and if we made it on one ship first, we can make it on a second.
Do you really think your crew is gonna let us, you know, be
honest? Look, I've seen them be open about weirder things. I mean, one
One takes care of bonsai trees, for Christ's sake. Like, it...
what perversity.
How dare
it should be... It should be fine, like... Well, I mean, I don't know if you want to fall in with a rough crew again, but... I mean, we're no rougher than probably these guys that are terrorizing the town a little bit.
Well, as long as you're not fighting intergalactic wars or anything, I guess I can manage that.
That is not happening anytime soon.
I'm glad to hear it.
I swear on the life of QB Fox.
Cataclysm.
Well... And a red hand reaches through the glass.
I heard that.
On the topic of
Zero,
hands,
we see Zero's head just...
On the topic of hands, on the wall opposite you, because you're sitting at the kitchen table, on the wall opposite you, a hole begins to open up in the chateau.
There! Look, again! It happened again!
Huh? And the hole opens, this time, it's like watermelon size.
Look at it!
And the entire arm...
Holy shit! Out.
It's black and clearly metallic. Now, without the light of the stars outside, you can clearly see it's some kind of robotic arm.
Do you see that?
And it grasps at...
You can't not see that!
And you hear, as the hand retracts, what sounds like gunfire. And the hole closes.
You did it!
And Lorem stares around the wall like he's admiring the wallpaper.
QB stands up.
Fuck. This is too fucking good to be true.
What are you talking about?
No. Don't give me that. This is lunch. I told you. Every time I have lunch with people, this is bad. Last time I went into a basement and I was upstairs. Well, it was an attic and I went into a basement. And then there was... It doesn't fucking matter. Look, I love you, but this is not it. This is not... This can't be.
But it is, Foxy. It is what it is. And I was hoping we could stay here. You and I. Because I can't leave.
What?
And as Lorem begins to talk, from the top of his scalp and down, he begins to melt. The liquid drops, and at first QB sees it as sweat, and then realizes that, like, the skin is peeling. And it starts with the fingers and going down.
QB screams.
I can't leave, Foxy. This is home now.
QB books it. He fucking runs.
And he yells after you, obviously, as loud as he can. And you can tell he's, like, crying as he shouts your name.
The whole time QB is running, he's just saying, fuck, 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 shit, 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 I knew it, fuck, I'm an asshole, I hate myself, why the fuck does this always fucking happen to me? I just wanted lunch!
Where do you run to?
He runs the two blocks up to the ship shop.
Yeah.
Runs past it. Realizes he's run past it. Runs back and...
And I guess sees Zero,
and sees Zero peeking into the door.
Yeah.
QB.
But you can't
see, what does he see on Zero?
Right.
How does he see Zero?
Cadix. Zero is almost like ivory white at this point from the rust patches. It's completely encompasses his whole body.
QB
and
says
Zero, and Zero's joints look like they're starting to like almost rot.
What the fuck?
Zero's head swivels quickly towards you.
Fuck! And QB.
Hello, QB.
And QB books it. QB books it as fast as he's ever
glad
booked it
you're
before.
There for your friends.
Zero pulls the door that he was holding off.
How was he supposed to know that he was in there?
And tosses it after QB, but not in a way that's going to hit him, but in a way that skips around him and skips down.
You should come back. Come back.
QB sees the door skirt around him and he jumps.
Yeah.
And he runs another two blocks down. And what, or he tries to, at least, if nothing's stopping him, what does he see?
As he turns the corner, he sort of runs into a big, like, burly guy. The guy's got, like, a monocle and, like, white suit on, and he drops to the floor in front of him, and he goes, "Ah, you must be the new hopefuls Lorem brought in." And he... he goes to speak something menacing and his tongue falls out of his
mouth.
Fuck! And he too starts to peel.
No boy.
No, I used to run this town. That was when I was still able to run.
And
his skin begins to melt.
And QB runs!
You can run this town.
Fuck. QB runs back to the park, tries to run back to the park.
You run and you wipe the sweat from your forehead, and oh my god, there's a lot of sweat coming down from your forehead. And you too are also starting to melt like a candle. And the skin begins to peel, your fur begins to fall out from the edges of your fingers and from the top of your head and the tips of your feet. And it begins to spread towards your core as you continue right into the park.
QB just goes to the spot where he first saw the hand come up and says, "All right, motherfucker, you trying to get me here? Just fucking get me. Just take us. Just fucking do it.
And this,
you took everything from me, so like, just fucking take me next."
The presence on the presence, and you can feel a presence on the swing behind you, and Lorem's voice speaks out again. "Oh, Foxy. I knew that you'd leave, but I don't want you to stay." And, like, if you look back, I don't know if you want
to. No, QB's not.
But, yes.
He doesn't want to see this man.
Yes. You hear organic sounds.
"I did crash here a year ago, Foxy. That was the truth. But I didn't find a paradise. No. I'm not on this side of reality anymore, if that makes sense.
I've seen bigger shit.
But even if this is the last time he plays my memories back, at least I got to see you one more time. At least I'll know there's a future for you, Foxy. That's what you have. The stars. You still have those, my love. Still have the stars." And the hole reopens up again and divides by Zero's entire upper torso, manages to finally get through the hole this time. And he grabs you.
Before he pulls me down, I just say, "Just fucking take me, motherfucker."
Statement. That is the plan.
And he wrenches you through the hole. And the two of you stuck in the warehouse as you continue to feel the agony of your skin melting.
Wow, I love this.
The upper torso of Zero pushed through and he grabs the back of your coats or your clothes or whatever.
Is this like from behind us in this
from
blackness?
From underneath you. From underneath you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Statement. Going down.
Grab gently, my
clothes
are falling off. Oh!
And you cough violently as you wake up. No surprise, you were encapsulated in some horrible smelling liquid. And you fall out of the flesh-like cocoons that you had been kept in as you fall onto the ravaged floor of an underground lair. All around you, the corpses of these strange, black spider-like creatures been chewed up by a Gatling gun. And Zero stands over top of you, sort of staring down, I'm assuming. and you sort of sputter and cough. You adjust your focus, for those of you who need to adjust to light. adjust your focus to this cavern that you find yourself in. And all around the room are these series of flesh-like, yellowish cocoons. Each one of them with a skeleton of obvious other people who have been cocooned here, cleaned shiny white by whatever the acidic chemical was inside your cocoon.
Ah, excellent. It does not seem to have been too much physical damage to your exteriors.
There's a couple of places, the hands, the top of the head, and the bottom of the feet that burn like you've been exposed to the sun, but you're intact, for the most part.
Zero.
Statement. Yes.
What
it is I?
What's your thoughts on the mind net?
Those mechanical motherfuckers.
Damn fucking. And QB tries to like get to his feet.
Yeah.
stumbles as the bottom of his feet fucking hurt. And he gets to his feet, like, shakes off as best as he can, and just...
Statement. You should take it easy. You have been partially digested.
No, and QB, how large is the cavern?
Huge. Massive. Hundreds and hundreds of feet in every direction. You must be miles underground.
QB starts running around the room, trying to search for any kind of proof, any kind of semblance of anything related to Lorem's existence.
Perception?
Zero allows you to run out whatever craziness is going on right now.
Turns, dust trail.
Turns to Cadix and Bug.
Bug's on his hands and knees, just shaking his head, breathing very deeply.
Query.
Maybe sobbing.
Are you all right? It was difficult to get to you. He looks around at the piles and piles of corpses in every direction. There was some resistance to my attempt to retrieve your bodies.
Can I spend a destiny point to reroll my 12?
Yes. Destiny point accepted.
Where exactly are we?
We are 17.6 miles beneath the surface of Ivera.
2 success, 3 advantage.
Okay. Well, you're not a surgeon, but you've seen skeletons before. And you find his cocoon. But he's bones.
Kiwi just drops to his knee. Tears streaming down his face for the 8th time in today or last week or however long we've been in here.
How far away is Kiwi at this point?
No, he's run off to the other side, you know, some one of the corners.
Query. QB, are you feeling unwell? As he marches over to you, looks up at skeleton. Does this body hold some significance to you?
Zero.
Bug gets up and kind of brushes himself off, starts walking over, gaze still, and he goes over to QB, takes a knee, and he kind of lifts his chin towards him, kind of reaches across, puts it up towards his face. Bug is crying, and he takes his other hand, and he reaches it out to QB as like a grasp kind of thing, and then he takes his hand off his chin and he puts it on his head and he goes, you have to stay with me next time. And it was tough, and it's gonna be tough. Believe me, it's gonna be tough. But we're here, and you have the stars. You have us, and there's more. And then Bug,
I was going to say, before you do anything like that, in response to that, your brother's still alive. Your family, I mean, I know your dad, but everybody else is still alive, and I don't have... Hell, I don't know who else is going to come at me, or if the last guy has shot... was the last bit, but I don't have anything left.
Statement. That's an obvious falsehood. You have us.
And that's the thing. You don't know what will come. You don't. And you can't say it's over, because when you say that, you give up on yourself and us. And I'm not having that. And Bug gets up with a burst of energy, and again, with or without QB's consent, physical consent, I guess, he throws him up onto his feet and just gives him a big embrace and rests his shoulder. Well, I guess on his hip. yeah, but just...
It'd be like in your chest, like, yeah, like middle of your
and
chest.
And not... Yeah, yeah, and just grabbing him for a few seconds and then tightening his grip and...
Or chokehold.
Got him now.
As you're beginning to let go, you feel QB's arms go around you.
He's Bug then starts kind of I don't want to say petting because I know
how he feels about that. That's
Bug
different.
Bug is caressing the back of his head and in tears. And then as he's still hugging QB, he turns to Caddix and he says, again, face full of tears, and he says, and you, there's decisions to make for people, and you're the captain, and you have to make decisions, but there's decisions you can't just make and just do, and there is time to think about stuff and consult the people around you and help us open our eyes logically, and I see it now, and it wasn't easy, and it won't be easy because, well, you all know, but decisions have a lot of weight to them, whether they be for QB, Caddix, even Zero, for any of us, we have to lean on each other because our own worlds are crumbling down on each other, and we have to be the support to put the walls back up.
You hear QB's muffled voice, buried into your chest still.
If I can't have the things I really want...
And QB pulls away. That was the last time I'm ever going to see him again. And he melted in front of me. What do I do now?
QB, you live. Plain and simple. How much did I ever tell you about my past? That's, I'm sorry. Sorry I had to go through this. I thought I was going to be the only one that had to bear that brunt. That pain.
It's funny. We all experience it. I look at Zero, too.
Zero's eyes dim and looks away a little bit. Factual statement. We have all experienced loss. This is true.
QB, don't get me wrong. That's not going to be the last time you're going to see him. You're going to see him in your dreams. You're going to see him when you close your eyes. You're going to see him in the stars. Every single time that you doubt yourself, that you wish you would end, he's going to be right there, cooking you in damn well borscht.
Oh, Kirk.
And some nice apple slices with peanut butter. I know you love those damn things.
You did it, everybody. It made Richard cry.
Encouragement.
Mission successful.
You don't need to fear death. This is something that I have learned. There is something more. We are more than just these shells. I believe this thoroughly.
Gonna drop the mic.
From above the chamber, you hear a distinct slithering sound, the sound of skin moving across rock, and it descends into the cavern that you're in. And you see two female Nalu, and in front of them is one of the winged chameleon-like creatures. And the three figures approach, and they steer around into the cavern.
Zero turns and brings his weapon into line, but doesn't fire.
Do we have anything on us, or is it stripped of us?
You don't have your equipment, though. The creature speaks out.
Mr. Salasina is pleased to see that you are still alive. When we intercepted your ship's distress beacon, we were unsure whether the Dream Eater had already consumed your flesh. But we managed to find your assassin droid model floating in space and planting them on the surface of the planet in order to extract you.
Statement. Ah. You are the ones, then, that hit me with your ship as you came inwards towards the planet and sent me spiraling to the surface.
Yes.
Of course, that's like a zero.
Statement out.
Statement. That turned out to be quite a helpful mishap. So, thank you.
It was intentional in a way. We needed you to land on the planet without being aware of our presence.
Ah.
And he looks back at the mistress like, really? But he turns around.
She also wishes to inform you that we have successfully retrieved your freighter and fighter from the asteroid field.
QB, let's go, Bug.
Your freighter is mildly damaged, but can be repaired by a good mechanic. Your fighter, unfortunately, has been demolished.
Fuck!
But...
And the creature bows on one leg.
The Nalu, in honor of your work for us in the past, have granted you a new hybrid crystal model fighter that will replace the one you have. We have already taken the liberties to dock this to your freighter, which is awaiting you on the surface. And the mistress would like to add, for the love of God, do not return to Imera. How many damn warnings do we have to put on this place?
Statement. Clearly, at least one more.
The creature you encountered is an internet dimensional being that the Nalu have called the but well referred to in the common tongue.
Ah, Dream Eater.
Yes. They are arachnoid-like creatures that devour the minds and bodies of living humanoids. In the process, these Dream Eaters consume their memories and their aspects and use these to gather in further prey.
Ah. That would also explain why they left me floating in the asteroid field. They did not see me as useful prey.
You are not food.
This is correct.
We have taken the liberties of searching your ship to see if anything was damaged or missing. You will be pleased to know that everything is as it was. Your hyperdrive and command systems are intact, and your various plants are in their pots. What good that is?
All five of them?
He counts on his fingers. He has 11 on one hand.
Yes, all five. That's correct.
Oh, okay, so Steve is alright, alright.
You haven't touched or moved anything that could have been on there?
The chameleon creature lifts up a small droid in the shape of an X.
We did find this feisty little fellow trying to leave the ship on his own. We convinced him not to.
I press a button on my watch and he springs out of the hands. And I grab him with that.
Is there a big orange ball on there? Did you touch that?
We could not approach it.
Thank fucking God, that's all I have left. I mean, you know what I mean.
Statement. That is most helpful of you. We appreciate your assistance, both expected and unexpected.
QB checks his pockets.
What?
There was the gold ball.
Well, they couldn't approach it, so it must be on the ship.
The gold one.
Oh. On
the gold ship's in your pocket.
And QB pulls it out.
Yeah. Normally, the Nalu's procedure in encountering the Mera would be to wipe your memories. But because of the gem the Sark possesses, we cannot compel you.
I'd want to keep these a little bit. Just...
Statement.
A little
bit. It would be pointless in any case.
He stares at you for a second, and then I'll turn and kind of nod.
Oh yeah, right.
However, you may rest assured that your secret is safe with me.
If I may make a suggestion...
Torch this fucking planet. That's my suggestion.
I would probably suggest setting up like some sort of quarantine thing, maybe some warning beacon, something like that. There was nothing going on.
We thought the enormous nebula, which was impossible to navigate through, was enough deterrent.
It clearly wasn't, because I'm a damn good pilot.
Statement. And then there was the asteroid field surrounding the planet.
That is commendable. We will look into it. My mistress shall speak to the Nalu High Command about setting up a permanent quarantine measure.
Well, thank you for your service, Nalu. It's a pleasure doing business.
kind of does like a
farewell. Bow. Do not come back here ever again.
And the three of them depart.
Statement. Excellent manners.
The burial would be impossible, wouldn't it? Not on this fucking rock, but...
Zero. You got a knife. Hmm. Hoping you really got a knife.
Hmm. Query. What would you like to use a blade for?
Well, if you'll just pass me the knife, you'll see.
He passes you a small blade.
Okay. I'm assuming the cocoon is... Don't. Standing?
No.
Yeah, it's in front of him. He knelt down.
Don't.
How are you going to bury him? He doesn't cut the bones out.
Kadex walks up to the cocoon, starts cutting into it.
Be wary, the digestive juices are still active.
So you do have to be careful because it's basically like stomach acid. The knife sizzles a little bit.
I'm a doctor.
You do it. Yeah.
I know.
I'm just saying, the knife does sizzle a little
the
bit.
The smell is terrible.
Yes, QB, absolutely terrible.
QB.
Smell of sulfuric acid.
QB throws up. QB just throws up.
Yeah.
As Kadex starts cutting through it, he just starts talking out loud, kind of to QB. Yeah. When I lost my crew, I watched each and every single one of them get tortured and killed or spaced. Then I got left for dead on a planet. Needless to say, I never got to bury them. I never got to say goodbye, to find some sort of closure. But if I can help you with this, that's the least I could do.
We need... I don't know. I don't know how Sar burials work, but... Hell, I don't know. I don't even know what Valigin Lorum was. I don't know what burials work there either.
It doesn't matter.
As long as it's not on this rock. It has to be somewhere actually nice.
Burials for religion, he's continuing to cut it, are very structured, very routine, but burials from the depth of your heart, from the person who loved the person who has to be buried, that's something special and something you need to do. Kadex kind of created like a nice pocket, starts reaching in to grab the bones.
Excellent, yeah.
Obviously, his hands are starting to burn a bit, but he doesn't care.
Yeah, it's bad.
He has robot hands, he's fine.
Agreement. The ritual is not the important part.
Yes. When you gather the bones easily, the process, however it works, keeps the skeleton intact, so you don't need to carry a pile of it. For the most part, stays as one piece, except for the parts that aren't one piece.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know where to go to. Garbosi is the only thing that comes to mind, but I don't think that's good enough. It's just only because Sar people are there.
Put my hand on his shoulder for Lorem, and nothing's gonna be good enough. But it's somewhere, and it means something to you, and it would have meant something to him too.
QB, what's the second most beautiful thing you've seen? What's the only thing that's worthy of the first most beautiful thing you've seen in this universe?
QB just starts tearing up. Just nods.
Don't you tear yourself.
Sorry. Kadex is a little sentimental when he's not being an asshole.
Oh, and Richard tearing up is making Nathaniel tear up.
That's so good. So
do we take him up into the
go
ship?
Narrate this. I can't do this.
All right, well, Zero has one thing to propose. Statement. There is a ritual of sorts that my model has practiced from time to time. It mirrors in some ways the burial at sea, but of course it's very difficult to destroy a zero chassis. So we tend to bury in stars. Only the heart of a star would be sufficient.
It sounds so beautiful.
Kadex takes his coat. I'm assuming he has his coat.
Yeah.
And puts the bones in them to carry them.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, and you return to the ship. It's a long walk, and I'm assuming a fairly silent one.
We walk past the endless piles of spider corpses.
Thousands of them. Damn. Of all shapes and sizes.
Man, you were busy.
Yeah. The cavern is sort of almost like a spiral staircase, and every level has some of these cocoons and lots of dead spider things. And you finally make it out onto the surface, and you
when we get
around
to the top, I grab like a hand of dust and throw it in for all of them and all of their families and people they knew.
And as you look around to Vera, as you get back in the ship and leave, you realize it was not the colorful paradise that you perceive it to be on your approach. It's a wasteland, a swampland, a black and barren place. And you take off from the surface.
What's the closest parsec that has a star?
Well, you're in a nebula. So.
Oh.
I don't think we want to do
it. Yeah, here. That's
lots of protostars forming here, but we could also go
to. But the nearest star would be in the Mohawk sector. The Mohawk system, I mean.
Yeah. The nebula is. The nebula is pretty good.
Okay.
But granted, I wouldn't want it around this godforsaken planet.
I'm not going to suggest foreign opponents.
he comes back. I'm all just bones.
That's not even funny. you could go to Primor or something.
Primor is pretty close.
On the edge.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, I think.
That'd be.
So Primor and Mohawk are the same distance. Can't get to Malus because that's in another dimension thing.
Yeah, dimension hop. Yeah.
How far?
Mole Primus is a few days away.
To go back to where we began?
That'd be kind of weird, actually.
That's poetic, in a way.
Do we do it? Mole Primus, then?
We haven't been back. Mole Primus is where I leave it all.
Okay. And you travel to Mole Primus to...
3, 4, 5...
To Barry Lorem.
10 days? Or is this, importance of...
We'll stop as you leave Ibera.
Alright.
On the way into Mole Primus to bury the love of Fox's life. Yeah. And that's where we'll end tonight's session.
Hey, this is Richard, player QB Fox and producer of the Twilight Imperium Renegades podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single view, every single download. If you want to start a direct dialogue with us, go to twitter.com/TIRenegades or use the hashtag TIRenegades, which we also track, and talk to us. Send us a couple messages because we want your input. We want to know what's good, what's bad, and we want to know how much you're enjoying the show. We really appreciate these comments, so send them in. This is a original story written by Nathaniel Kiefer and produced again by Richard Delisi. Twilight Imperium Renegades is set in a universe created by Christian T. Peterson for the Twilight Imperium set of board games, produced by Fantasy Flight Games. Twilight Imperium 4th Edition is out on the market. Pick it up. It's an 8-hour long board game, but trust me, it's the best board game we've ever played, and clearly we want to share that with you guys because, well, we made this whole podcast in that universe, so that's pretty cool. Music is produced by Maxo. You can find them at levelmusicmaxo.bandcamp.com. Songs used in this show are Frozen Foot, Vast Space, and Breakneck Subway. The cast of Twilight Imperium Renegades is Nathaniel Kiefer as the GM and every other character that is not our main party, Christopher Kiefer as Divides by Zero, Philip Zivkov as Bug, Kirk Dawson as Captain Kadex, and Richard Jellison as QB Fox.